Again, in the middle of near the end of the Gemara, but the Shaila was at the beginning, he said over Memra, Amar Rabasi, on top, Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Zar, She Sidya, Samarocha, Chayiv. That was the Chiddush. If a Zar, not a Kohen, a regular Yisrael, goes in Misada, the Marocha, he's Chayiv Misa for that. So this Gemara came to ask the letter Kashis. So one of the last Kashis were, Mura Sakasha then, Varei Shchita. Mura Sakasha, Ay Shchita, you have to have a pious. Even though it's Zara's kosher, so Mar says Shani Shchita Tetchilas Avoidhi. Shchita is called the beginning of an avoida. Now Omar Ravasi Vitaim Ravashi Vuanan Loitnan Hochi. We did not learn like this. Loitnan Hochi means you want to tell me now? We just got finished saying the Siddim Arochom was an avoid that was done v'yoyim, or not only the Siddim Arochom. No, the Siddim Arochom was done b'laylam, but the Siddur the Shneig Ziri Eitzin that was done dafke b'yoyim. But that was the maskana. Now that the Gravasi said Yechayiv Misa doesn't mean for the Siddur Arochom, but it means for the Siddur of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. That's what we came out. So we wanted to say that's an avoid that you have to do by Yoyim. So we did not like that. For a non-life to non-hoch, we did not learn like this. That we learned the next Mishnah, Omel Hema Mamuna, Tzuvu Ro Imagiyah Zman HaShchita. We'll see the next Mishnah. They used to tell them, stand up on the hill, and see when it comes exactly, Eilas HaShachar, when it comes daytime, that we can start doing the Shchita. Now, V'ilu Zman Shnei Gziri Eitzim Leketani. The Mishnah doesn't say later that they were makpid not to do the avoida of putting the two pieces of wood on the Mizbeach to wait until first it was daytime. Mashmano, if you want to do it at night, you can still do it at night. So how we just got finished saying the Shnei Gziri Eitzim has to be b'yoyim, it's mashmano for the next Mishnah, it could even be done b'layla also. Tomorrow says no. I tell Yavada, the Indian of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim is only kosher b'yoyim. It has to be done by daytime. Why does the next Mishnah say we only care about that the Shchita for the Korban Atomit should be by day and not the Shnei Gziri Eitzim? That there it is, Hach the Les Leitakan Tekaton. Something that you can't fix up, if you do it wrong, that we're very worried about. In other words, let's say they would make the Shchita on the Korban Atomit too early, before daytime. So Mamavich will be puzzled. You'd ruin the Korban, you'd have to burn it. So to make sure you don't ruin a carbon, they're marked for the next Mishnah to make sure first you see it's daytime, you see the Eilas HaShachar before you do the Shchita. Ma'ashenken hach the Yisle Takanta. What's the Avoida Shnei Gziri Eitzim? You have to put these two pieces of wood on top of the Marocham. Now let's say they made a mistake and they did it be'oid Laila. They didn't wait till Eilas HaShachar till the morning. They did it too early at night time. There's a Takana to fix it up. All you have to do is take it off the Maroch again, when it comes the morning, and then put it back on again. So since there's a takana, how to fix up the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, that's why the next Mishnah doesn't talk about it. But really, really, this avoida of putting the Shnei Gziri Eitzim on the Mizbeach is dafka b'yoyim, and it's possible to do it b'layla. But the pshat is that has a takana. The Yisle Takanta. Migrashi says, the Yisle Takanta, im sidron b'layla, if you, by mistake, they put the two pieces of wood on the Mizbeach. Balayla is perkon. Take it off when it comes in the morning. Put it back on again. Therefore, the next Mishnah doesn't tell us we have to get on top of the roof. Leroy is to see clearly if it's daytime or not before you do this avoida of the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Because even if they make a mistake, still they can fix it up. Mashenken by the avoid of the Shchita, the Korban Atomid, if they made a mistake, they pass the Korban, so for that we're very makbid to make sure first it's day. Right. But the Ika the Army sums still like this, that, again, Ika the Army is going back to the original memory, that on the top again, where Rabasi said, Om Rabasi, Om Rav Yechanan, that Zah she Sidur es Marocha Chayiv. That was his first memory. He learned that if a Zar just fixes up the Marocham, not put the two Gziri Eitzim, but he just put the small amount of twigs, like the first piece of wood on the Marocha, he's Chayiv Misa. So in this Gemara says, Vika the Amri like this, that Maskav lo Rav Zera. Rav Zera asked a question like this. How could you say Chayiv Misa if a Zar does it? V'chi yeshnecho avoidom, sheyesh achre avoidom psula. How could it be that there's another avoid after the Siddur Marocham? After being Misad, making the bottom part of the Marocham, then there's the avoid of putting the Shnei Gziri Eitzim on top of that. So we learned before that a Zara is not Chayiv Misam if there's some more avoided to be done. We dash in the Pesach V'Avadetem. It's only an avoided Toma if it's the last of the Seder of avoiders. Like Zrika Saddam, if a Zara does it, it's Chayiv Misam. Or by the Haktorah. Mashenka, if there's an avoider after that, he's not Chayiv Misam. So here, how could you say for this Siddim Arachim, Yechayiv Misam, Lechur, there's an Avoider after that. You have to put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim on top of that. That's one kasha. Upsul Vazar, for the Mar of Arei Evorim Ubdorim, I, what Shver, the Evorim Ubdorim, you do say they have a Chiv Misam. So Rashi says, really, Lechur, it's Shver, what the Gemara's kasha is. Like the Evorim and the Ubdorim, burning the meats, that's the Gemara Avoida, that's the Avoida of Haktara, there's nothing after it. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi Taka says, Lo Yassin Lekule. Rashi says, we're not Gerus this year. Lo Yassin Lekule Hak Yirso. The Evorim of the Trumas Hadeshim. To Hochum. To Aminyon Elhu Legavi Plukta the Rav Levi. Ba'avoyde Shein Acharei Avoyde. Because what's the Gemara's kasha now? The burning of the pieces of meat or the fats of the korban, there's nothing else after that. That's the end of the Avoyde. And we had this before that according to Rav and Levi, they're both Moedom, that Haktorah is one of the Dalar Avoydes that a Vazar does in his Chayiv Misa. So what's the Gemara's Nakasha here? Therefore Rashi says we'll not gurus it. Right, the Sahu Gir says the Gemara Nakasha for Yavorm of Dorim, and the Gemara Saif Avodid Yamamhi. That's not Shver. The reason why if a Zar burns the meats of the carbon, it's Chayiv Misa, because that's the end of the Avodis of the daytime. For the Gemara of a Red Truma Tadeshin, if a Zar does the Truma Tadeshin, why is he Chayiv Misa? So who the Kasha should be, it's not called an Avodid Toma, and that's Rashi's Kasha, it is called an Avodid Toma. So that's why the Gemara shouldn't be here. But the Gir says the Kasha is Trumas Hadeshin. So the Gemara says Tchilas Avodid Yomamhi. Trumas Hadeshin is the beginning of the Avodid Sayyim. The Yomer of Yechon of Yechon said that Luyit Suya Kain was Kiddush Yodav Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin, that's really the first Avodid you do in the morning, and it could even be done at the night time before. In other words, you go into the Mizbeach and you take off a shovel full of ashes out of the Mizbeach and you put it on the side of the Mizbeach. So let's say a Kain in the middle of the night decided to do this avoid of the Truma Tadeshin, and he was Mekadosh's hands. Before he did this avoid, he made a Kiddush Yodov, the Truma Tadeshin. Zalocho Lamocher, even after he becomes Elas HaShachar, becomes the next morning, is Einoit Tzorach Lekadosh. He does not have to make another Kiddush Yodayim Berglayim. He does not have to go back to the Kiyur and wash his hands and feet again. Why? Shekva Kiddush Metchilas Avoidim. Because he already made the Kiddush one time at the beginning of the Avoidim. So Mel, you see the Trumas Hadeshin is considered the beginning of the Avodah Sayyim. Even if you do it at night time, still it's considered the Serech of the Yoyim, it's the beginning of the daytime. That's why it's not Shver, why if Azad does it, is the Chayiv Misa. So Mora says, but our core point of the Kasher is though, how could you say for Rabasi, that he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that if a Zar just makes the Siddur Marocha, just sets up the bottom part of the Marocha of the firewood, he's Chayiv Misa, therefore the Kasher is, that's not the end of the Avodah. There's another part of the Avodah, the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. You have to put your two big pieces of wood on top of it. So that should be the Gemar Dover. So why is a Zar Chayiv Misa if it does the beginning of the Avodah? That was a pasuk before, V'yavadetem, a Zar is only Chayiv if it does an Avodah Toma, the end of an Avodah. So Gemara says, you have to buy the change the gears of Rabasi, and say like this, Eli Yitma, if you learned, Hochi Yitma, this is the way you're supposed to learn it. That Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Zar, if a Zar, not a Kohen, a regular Yisrael, a Zar, Shesidish Neg Ziriatim, not that he made the Marocha, but on top of the Marocha, on top of the small pieces of wood, now he puts the last two big pieces of wood, that each piece is a Nama by Nama. So Zar, Shesidish Neg Ziriatim, he puts the last two big pieces of wood on top of the Marocha, Chayiv, for this is Chayiv Misa. Why? Hoyovi Avoida Tomahi, because this is considered an Avoida Toma, a last Avoida. There's no other avoid of setting up the Marochon after you put the Shnei Gziratim. So that's trying to put before the Avadatim. This is also called an avoid Toma. Rashi says, Hoyo, the avoid Toma, the Shalom Le Sidur. This is the end of fixing up the Marochon. The last thing you do to fix up the Marochon, the fireplace on top of the Mizbeach, is to put the two big pieces of wood, the Shnei Gziratim. And that's an avoid without the need of Kohen to do it. And we had before that the Kohen that was Zeicha with the Pius to do the Trumas Hadeshin, he is also Zeicha to do this Avodah of the Siddur Shnei Gzir Yetzim. But let's say a Zar does it, that's the Zid for Rabbi Yechon and the Yitzchayiv Misa. Maskev lo Ravos, Rav Yestakasha. Ela Meyatev, this is true, that the Shnei Gzir Yetzim, this Avodah, the Zar does it, Yitzchayiv Misa, of the Zeichi Boi Pius, there should be Alocha, that whichever Kohen is Zeicha to do this Avodah, putting the two pieces of wood on the Marocha, should only be done through a pierce. And we didn't learn anywhere that you have to make a pierce for this. So that's the kasha. If you're going to tell me such a chosh of an avoidum, that if a Zar does it, it's chayiv misam, lechur, why don't you have to have a pierce? So Gemara answers, for loy boy, a pierce? You want to tell me it doesn't need pierce? Avadim, it does need a pierce. It's true. The Kohen that does this avoid of putting the Shnei Gzireitzim only gets his the right to do it through a pious. We had a girl to choose him. For the Tanya, we learned like this, we learned before, that Mishazocha B'Trumas Adeshin, that after the mice, what happened with Trumas Adeshin, that one Kohen broke his leg, the Rabbanu made a takona now, that you only Zoycha to do the Trumas Adeshin with a pious. They had to make the circle, and they took off the hats from one, and they chose, and they took the numbers, whichever one fell on, he was Zoycha to get the Trumas Adeshin. Now that Kohen that was Zoycha to do the Trumas Adeshin is Yiske V'Sidish Shnei Gzireitzim. He is also Zoycha to do the next Avodah of the Shnei Gzireitzim. So we see what? To get to do the Shnei Gzireitzim, it was only because you won the girl. You won the pious. No, the one that won the pious to do the Trumas Adeshin, part of that job was also to do the Shnei Gzireitzim. But Avada, you can't do the Shnei Gzireitzim unless you won the pious. So you have to, so it's good. If the Zayin does it, it's Chayiv Misa, and who Adin, the Loch Rish, you need a pious. So Moses says, Hochi Koma, this is the Kasha. You find Salah Bifnei Yatzma. How come we don't have to make a special pious for this Avoid of Shnei Gzireitzim? Hey, how come you say it's in part of the Trumas Adeshin? Why don't you make a special pious? So in this, Moran says, Kedi Amrinon, like we said, and the Chur of the Gemara means to say, like we learned before on Dov Chav Beis, that really the Gemara says that first there was Masak and the Pius, that the Kohanim should come to be Zeuch of the Trumas Adeshin, and the Gemara says the Kohanim stopped coming, they didn't want to come, it was too hot for them to come. So Kibun that Kinula Pius, Lo Yosui, as at the beginning the Kohanim used to, whoever wanted to would get it. Then they made, because somebody broke his leg, they made a Takona only with the Pius. So the Kohanim thought it's too hot to get up so early to get the Pius. Therefore they didn't want to come for that. Until finally the Gemara says, they made a takana that whoever is Zeich and the pious for the Trumas Adeshin, he will be Zeich to do the Sidim Arocha and the Shnei Gzireitzim also. Ki heichi denesiv v'nefaisiv. So therefore that's trying to argue Gemara now also. The reason why they did not make a special pious for the Shnei Gzireitzim is because people Dafka wanted the same current that did the Trumas Adeshin in order that they should be inspired to come to do the Trumas Adeshin. They were also Zeich in these next two avodas of the Sid the Marocha and the Shnei Gzireitzim. Then the Gemara goes on, Lememro, the Avoid the Tomo, Bizar Chai Vole Misa Boy Pius. What comes out? That if you have an Avoid the Tomo, this is the last Avoid to be done in a special order, and as the Zar does it, Chai Misa, then you need Pius. Mashenkin, you want to tell me, Ein Zar Chai Vole Misa, Loi Boy Pius, for such an Avoid that if the Zar does, he's not Chai Misa, you do not need a Pius. For the Gemara of a Reish Chita, he's not chayiv misa, so you want to tell me the boy pious? You won't have to have a pious either. For the Gemara of Arei Shchita, we learned before that one of the things the Kohanim choose to do is who's going to be zeicha to do the shchita of the korban atamid. Now, kasher is Arei Shchita. Shchita we know is kosher bizar. A zar is allowed to do the shchita. He's not chayiv misa. So you see, even if you're not chayiv misa, still you have to have a pious. Not like you want to tell me. So Gemara says no. Shani shchita tetchila savoid the yomamihi. Shchita is a special case. It's like the beginning of the Avodas Hayom. Like we bring a korban, there are four Avodas we should do till you get to the Zrikas Adam. There's the first, the Shechita, then the Kabbalah Adam, then the Alocha, you have to walk with it to the Mizbeach, and then finally you make the Zrikas Adam. So since the Shechita is considered a very hush of a thing, it's the beginning of the Avodas, therefore for Shechita is also you need a pious. It's like the beginning of the Avodas Adam. That's why you need a pious here. So Mar says now, the name where you want to tell me a Bezoi, the avoida toma boy pius, avoida sheesh achre avoida loy boy pius. Which avoid did you have to choose? Only if it's the end set of an avoida. Mashaken an avoida that has something else afterwards, you won't have to have a pius. Kredimar vare avorm abdorim. The chur, there's something else after the havamina riz. So you have to have an avoida. So the Gemara takes out these Gemaras also. It's also a Shmir. The same way Rashi has to cash before it, he has to cash here also. The Chur, we always know that a Vorm of Dorim, that's called the end of Oida, like we had before, according to everybody. According to Rav and Levi, by the Haktara, Ozar is Chayiv Misa. Because burning the fats, that's the end of the Avoida. So what's the Gemara's cash now? So that's why the Gemara takes out this Gemara here. Of our Gemara says the name of the Avoida Tobay Pius. Avoida Shenachri Avoida Leboy Pius. For a Vorm of Dorim. And the Gemara is Seif Avodi Dimami. It's not Shver. That's called the end of the Avodis of the day. Because by daytime you had to make the Shchita and the Zrikas Adam, and then you're supposed to burn the Emurim or the pieces of meat, whatever carbon it is. So even though you don't do it by daytime, you're allowed to do it at nighttime. But it's considered you're just finishing up what you started by day. So it's also shver. We know that Trumat Deshin is called Ein Achrei Avoid, like that's the last thing. But still the Gemara asks the Kasha, why is a Zar Chayiv Mis according to Levi? So Gemara says, Mishra Maisa Shehoye. Or, why do you have to have a Pius that Kol Pardon the Kasha is? So Terah says, we have a Pius because of Maisa Shehoye. That at the beginning they didn't choose which Kohen to do it. So you used to have to run up the Kevish. And it happened one Kohen fell off and broke his leg. That's why they made the Takonim. You have to have a Pius by the Trumat Deshin. Now, Omer Mazutra. We also learned like this. Rashi says, what did we also learn? That there will be mechadish now, that Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan is saying that if a Zar is Siddig, Ziri is Avoid the Tomei, and therefore is Chayiv Misa. So putting the two pieces, the last two pieces of wood, the Shnei Ziri Eitzim, on top of the Mizbeach, that's called an Avoid the Tomei. That's the end of Avoid the Tomei. Rav Yochanan, Odeloi Kerav Levi, Leiman Levi Avoid the Jazar Chayiv Aleh, Mishum Diesh Achriya Siddig Evorim. Hey, this is the machlokes Rashi learns. Rashi is talking to machlokes if the shnei gzir yetsim is called at the end of the avoidus or not. Hey, so we're going to bring a raya. It is called the end of an avoida, and that's why Rav Asi is saying now yechayiv misa for that. And Rashi is warning the Rav and Levi hold not like that. They before didn't say that the shnei gzir yetsim is one of the avoidus that a zar is chayiv misa. And the reason is true, you're fixing up the marochim. But the purpose of fixing up the marocha is that you should be able to put the meats of the korban on top of the marocha. So what's like the last avodah you do after you fix up the wood and get it ready for the fire is putting the meat on top of it. So that was a story before, that the shnei gzir eitzim is not considered an end avodah. But here we're bringing a right not like that. That Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Asi say not like that. They're saying a zar is chayiv meats if he does it. In other words, that's called one set of avodahs. You're fixing up the marocha by itself. Forget about later you're going to put the meat on top of it. Look at right now, it's an avoida fixing up the marocha. So first you have to do is fix up the bottom part of the marocha, put the small twigs, the small wood there, and then on top of it you put the shnei gzir eitzim, that's the end of the avoida. Therefore, if the zara does it, it's like a chayiv misa. So we said, so we're bringing it right now. That Omer Rab Zutra v'tem Rabashi, afan anam etanina. That Omer Lehem Mamuna, tzu v'ro, imegiyas man ashritam. Go see if it came the time to do the zman ashrita. V'yilu zman, Siddur Shnei Gzir Eitzim, like it's honey, but we did not say, look at the time, to bring the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. Rashi, V'ilu, Zman, Shnei Gzir Eitzim, like it's honey. Alma, what do you see? Avoid this lilahi, that putting the two pieces of wood on top of the marocha is considered an avoid that you could do at night time. V'evi gemar, Siddur Marocha, that's the end of being misad of the marocha. V'siddur Eivorim, shu avoid this yoim, t'chilas avoid acheresi, v'loi gemar, Siddur Marochi. And that's the raya. We're bringing a raya for the next mission. We'll soon see a smashma that at the time to put the shnei gzir eitzim could be even balayla. It doesn't have to be balas hashachar. So how could you do it at night time? The pshat is that's one avoda by itself. Fixing up the marocha, getting the wood ready, and getting the shnei gzir eitzim on top of it, that's an avoda by itself. And that avoda is kosher balayla. So therefore, if a zara does that avoda, it's good. Why is chayiv misa? That's the end of the avoda. I later on top of the marocha, you put the piece of the meat. That's an avoda by itself. That's later in the daytime. You're going to shech the kabonis and have this after the week of Saddam. Then you'll burn the piece of the meat. That's an avoda by itself. But there's a special avoda of fixing up the marocha. And for that, the shnei gzir eitzim is the last avoda. That's why you chayiv misa. So Moran says, I'll tell you, maybe there's no raya for the next Mishnah. That maybe the shnei gzir eitzim, the way we hold, we had before, is badafka is supposed to be done by yoin. No, it's something done at daytime. Why didn't the next Mishnah say to check out to make sure it's daytime? But like we had before, that hach de leslei. That hach de leslei takanto ketoni. Something like a shchita, the korban. If you shech the animal too early, it's before daytime, it's possible the korban. So that we're very makbid about to make sure it's the oid yoin and the korban will be kosher. Mashenkin hach de yisle takanto leketoni. But the Indian of putting these last two pieces of wood on top of the marochon, avadav it could be it's now voided yidavkaf do bit at daytime b'yoyim. I widen the next mission to say it because even if you put it by mistake b'yoyid lila, there's a tekana. You can fix it up. You just take it off again in the morning and put it back on again. So since it's fixable, we're not so makbit to make sure first it's vada yoyim and then put on the shnei gzir eitzim. We're not so makbit. Because Avadi is supposed to do it by daytime. But even if by the effort you did it at nighttime, you didn't pass on the wood, we'll take it off you, and we'll put it back on again. Smell, there's not a clear raya. It could be the Shnei Gzir Eitzim is not called the last Avoida. It's not like an Avoida Balayla. It's an Avoida Bayoim. And then Echanami, the Avoides Payoim, you know where it finishes. After you fix up the Marochim and you put the last two pieces of wood on top of it, it's not finished yet. Now later, when you take the Evorim and the Bdurim, after you shechta the carbon, you have the Emurim, the fats now that go on top of it, maybe that's the end. So therefore, according to this last Svarim, like Rav Levi says, if the Zahar does it, it would be Chayiv Misa. So Mel, that's the Gravas and Rabbi Yechanan say, it's Chayiv Misa, that's not a Kiddush, and we don't have a Raya for them. Yehadun Alecha Bereshayna. So the Mishnah. Omar Lehem HaMamuna. The Mamuna, Rashi says, who askan, that was the scan. And Tois learns not like that. Tois Yishonim, he learns, Olam HaMamuna, he's the one that's appointed to take care, so he brings down Pirus, Bekuntris, Gam Kan, Mamuna, who askan. The scan was the second in charge, the second to the Kohen Gadol. So he says, V'yena Niri, he doesn't like this Pshat, Kida Parashvi Liel. El Odom Acher Hoya, Shri Mamuna Akach. There was a special person in the Beit HaMikdash that his job was to take care of this. What was his job? Omalema Mamuna, the person of Mamuna that was appointed to take care of this, his job was to make sure that before they made the Shechita on the Korban Atomet in the morning, his job was to make sure they already see Herod Pnei Mizrach. They already have to see the rays of the sun coming up. That they know it's already Olas HaShachar, it's no more Laila, it's already considered Yoim, then the Shechita is kosher. Because the Shechitas of Kabonis are possible Laila. His job was to make sure before they shecht the Tomid that it's Vada Yoim. So what do we do? Omalema Mamuna. Tzu'u Uru'u. Imegi Azman Ashita. Go and see if you could tell it came yet Azman Ashita. So Rashi says Tzu'u Uru'u means Ala Choyma. Go climb up on top of the wall. Or Yala Gaiva. Go on the roof of a house there in the base of Migdish. And see Imegi Azman Ashita. So Rashi Zman Ashita. Shita Satomid. Kolayma. Im Heyer HaMizrach. That the east side, where the sun comes up, is a little breakthrough of light there yet. Sha'ashchita psula b'layla. Because the halacha is, a shchita from a carbon, a carbonus, is possible layla. K'dichsev b'yoyim sevchachem. You have to make the zvicha, the shchita, dafke b'yoyim. So Mel was a special person to take care, to make sure it was vada yoyim before they made the shchita. V'yim hegiya haroya, v'yim hegiya zman hashchita. Im hegiya, if it came already the time, is a roya, the one, the Rashi, Zer Sholo Lagag, the Kohen, or whoever it was appointed to go up to the roof, to see, is a royoima barakoi. That's what he would say. He would say, yes, there's a shoot of light. I see now light. Rashi barakoi means loshin soyar, like a ray of light I see. Kamai laman, hiru barakaim, broken. Masya ben Shmuel Oimer. Masya ben Shmuel said like this, that heyer penei kol hamizrach. It wasn't enough just to say Brakoi, a little streak of light, but you had to see that the whole east side, the whole Pnei Mizrach, was already had a little bit of light to it. Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, which is a little bit later already. And Ad Sheh B'Chevron, up until Chevron, you could also tell this. So Drashi Ad Sheh B'Chevron, Ad Sheh Nira Hatzoyer Ad Chevron, until this shining of the light was nicker even in Chevron. Vu Aymer, and then he would say back to them, Hein, and then they would say yes. So that's good. Rashi, Vuomalem, Hain. First, we Gemara exactly who said back to Hain. Like, there are two people involved here. There's the Mamuna. There's the person that's in charge here. Either it's the Gan, according to Rashi, or according to Tosfos, somebody else. And they would tell to another Kohen, like, you go up there on the roof and see if it's Heyer Pnei Mizrach or not. And when he went up there, and it was, he said back yes. So see in the Gemara exactly who said to who, Hain, yes. So Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, V'lomu hutzuchu lakach. How come you had to check it out to make sure, to go up to the roof, to make sure you see, to Heyer Pnei Mizrach, to make sure you see it's Yoim? What was our purpose? So Drashi Lalois Lagag Valirois. Like how come a special takonim, you have to climb up the roof and look? So Mara said, Mishnah says, Shepam Machas, it once happened, that Allah Ma'or Halavona, one time the moon was shining very bright, V'dimu, and people thought they made a mistake, Sheheyer Mizrach, they thought it's really Olas HaShachem, they thought it's already the sun is shining up already on the east side. And they thought it was Yoim, so they made the Shechitas Atomit. And really, it was only the rays of the moon, and it's still Ayla, so it's possible the carbon. That I'll take the carbon out to the base of Sreifa to burn it. So Mela, they didn't want this to happen again, so once it happened one time that they made a mistake, they had a special person, Mamuna, to take care, to make sure they'll check it out very carefully. They had a special person go up to the roof, and look very carefully to make sure he sees that it's Vada Yoim now. Shrashi Olam Or Halavona, Somach Toyer Halavona, Somach L'Shachris. punkt right before Shacharis, the moon started to shine very bright. V'dimo v'chishvu, people thought, v'yatzulu b'es asreifo, k'shevino shenishchot b'layla. Later, when they understood, really, it's still Laila now, so that the carbon is possible, they had to go to burn it. So today, this should not happen again. They had a special takana to check it out. Then the Mishnah says, Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila. After this, they took down the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTfila. Now, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal, Hoyev HaMikdash, Kol HaMesech HaSraglov Toyin Tfila. Any Kohen, Lav Dafka Kohen Gadol. Now, any Kohen, whenever he had to go to the Beis HaKisei, to Gedolim, he was turned to go to the Mikvah after that. The Kol HaMato Mayim, they just had to let out water, then Toyin Kiddush HaDayim Braglayim. Then the Loch was, after that, you had to just have Kiddush HaDayim Braglayim. So Rashi says, Mesech Raglov, Nikovim HaGedolim. If you have to let out Gedolim, for that you had to go to the Mikvah. And Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim Min HaKir. And if you just let out water, then you have to have a Kiddush HaDayim Raglayim from the Kir. So the Gemara will explain exactly what does it mean, Haridu Kargon Lebeis HaTfila. Akhud is going back to the beginning of Yom Kippur, Avodah Sayoyim, that at the beginning we brought him into the to make the Tfila. So the Gemara. Tanya of Yishmoel Oyma, Barak Barakoi. That's what you used to say. Like a lightning of light. That's what you saw. Rabbi Kiva Oyma, Olav Rakoi. It's not enough just to say Barak Barakoi, like a shooting of light, but rather Olav Rakoi. Did it come up already, the light? So Rashi says, Heyer Yoistumi Barak. That's a little bit later, and that's a little bit lighter already. The Lashon of Olav Rakoi, that the light came up already. That's what we had to hear from the person on top of the roof, that it was Olav Rakoi. The lighting already like came up. It's a little bit later of a time. Zmara Nechuma Ben Aftashoin. Oimer, he used to say, Af Brakoi Bechevron. He has to say also the what, that the lighting was seen up until Mamish Chevron. Af Brakoi Bechevron. And Masya Ben Shmuel, Hamamun Ala Paisos, Masya Ben Shmuel, it says in our Mishnah, he was a Mamun Ala Paisos. He was a special Kohen that his job was to take care of the Paisos, to choose that the different Kohanim Azrecha to do their Avoida. Oimer, he would say now, Heya Pnei Kol HaMizruch, that we had to hear from the person that went up to the top of the roof, that you know how much I see the light now? I see the light that's here, it's lit. Tanei Kol HaMizruch, all the east side that I'm looking, the whole east side is lit up. Ad Sheva Chevron. Up until Chevron, the light of the Pnei Mizruch is shining. And Yav Yehuda Ben Besei Roimer, a little bit different, Loshin was, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizruch Ad Bechevron. Not Ad Sheva Chevron, but rather Ad Bechevron. That's what this person had to say. He didn't come down until it was lit up this light that you could see it mamish up into heaven. So then we know for sure it's Vada Yoim, and then it's kosher to do the shechita of the Korban HaTamid. Then V'yotzo Kolom, and then everybody went home, like after the person said it was ready Barakoi, it was ready, the light came up ready, it's like Vada Yoim ready. Then V'yotzo Kolom, all the people went out, Ish Ishlam Lachtoi. Everybody then went out to do work. So the Havamina is right now, it's mamish the beginning of the daytime, that people went to do work. For the Gemara, Yehochi, that's the case, that people now go to do work, Nagi Le Tuva, like it's pretty late in the daytime. Like nobody goes to work, punk, at the beginning of the day, Olis HaShachar. The Chavez, first you have to go daven, you have to eat breakfast, then you go to work. So you're telling me now, people, mamish, at this time, as soon as Barakoi, as soon as they see the light, the little bit light, people went to work, the Chur is a little bit too late, like people don't go to work so early in the morning. The Chur must be much later on, and that's not true. We want to find out the earliest time to do the Shechita for the Korban HaTamid.